You're listening to SBS News.
I've got an appointment.
Yeah. Mother of four, Sarah Booth, knows the door is always open for her at this Mums and Bubs Centre in Brisbane South.
So how are you going? Yeah, I'm going okay.
Bubs going good.
Yeah.
With her six-month-old on her hip, the Wombaya Warramungu woman says the Birthing in Our Country program, known as BIOC, feels like home. It's where she and hundreds of other Indigenous mums come to receive culturally appropriate support for pregnancy, birthing and postnatal care.
Feeling culturally connected and feeling like it's your second home. Because sometimes when you're pregnant and you've got extra kids, just social and emotional well-being is not always met. So having a place where you can just sit down, have a yarn, have a cuppa and there's no judgment, then that's why I came back second time around.
What's this? Strawberry.
Orange.
Orange.
Blueberry.
Blue.
With access to her own midwife and an Aboriginal family support worker, Ms. Booth says the program, which she's gone through for her last two pregnancies, empowers her as a mother.
With this program, it really gave me that sense of confidence. You know, my first two children didn't breastfeed with. I'm actually still breastfeeding now back at full-time work, and it's okay. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes I felt there was stigma around it because I didn't have the education around it.
She says having a non-judgmental space to ask questions and to get support is invaluable. The 32-year-old, originally from Alice Springs, says having a cultural space was important too.
Well, that sense of belonging culturally, because I'd come from Alice Springs to here and I felt I was just in this big city. With the family support, because being able to feel culturally safe when sometimes you go into appointments with doctors and midwives and sometimes their clinical language can get confused, and it's good for a family support worker to kind of, you know, we talk about it in a way of myself understanding it.
Sarah's success story, one of thousands to come out of BIOC since its inception in 2013, and now the positive data has been collated and published in what's being called groundbreaking new research. A study by Australian researchers from Charles Darwin University, published in the prestigious Lancet Journal for Global Health, found over a seven-year period, Indigenous women using the service were 50% less likely to have a premature baby than those accessing standard maternity care in hospital. The study also reported a 40% increase in breastfeeding and an 80% increase in women attending antenatal appointments. Charles Darwin University Professor Yvette Rowe, who is co-director of the Molly Wadaguga Research Centre and led the study, says the results have been astonishing.
We've not seen this kind of evidence anywhere in Australia. This kind of research, this kind of model of care, the system of care, changes life trajectory.
Professor Rowe, a Ningana Yarrawu woman, says having a range of services available to the women is what works so well at BIOC. She explains everyone who works for this service is Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander across a range of specialised areas, including a women's health doctor, a dietitian, a diabetes educator, amongst others.
We needed to redesign the workforce. So often people think very traditionally is maternal care is about midwife-centred. We actually had family support workers that worked in partnership with midwives, and that relationship is, again, it's novel and it's innovative. You know, the role of the family support worker was so different. It was addressing things like housing issues, transport issues, safety, some legal and technical things, things that hospitals and midwives are not chartered to do.
The Institute for Urban Indigenous Health has played a vital role in funding the program, and its CEO, Adrian Carson, has been one of BIOC's supporters from the beginning. He says there's now a push to replicate the model across southeast Queensland and potentially interstate too.
So we're keen again that hopefully with the publications through the Lancet, government can get as excited as we are to get these services up and running, and why we want to look at replication in southeast Queensland, because yeah, this part of the country is now home to over 11% of the total country's Indigenous population. This is the black capital of Australia now. It's also the fastest growing.
Mr. Carson says BIOC's success is proof that community-controlled services are vital in reaching the closing the gap target set by the Australian government by 2031, 10 years away. which includes goals regarding the maternal and infant health disparities for First Nations mothers and their babies.
We've got 10 years to go to close the gap. We've got to accelerate the pace of change, and what it does mean for government is for government to get out of the way. So these commitments are in closing the gap. The most important parts of them is that is allowing community-controlled organisations to take the lead.
Wombat.
Places like Biok are not only taking the lead, but putting mums like Ms Booth front and centre. She's now employed at Biok as a support worker herself and says she uses her lived experience to help other mothers on their journey.
It's where I want to be at the moment with my journey with my family, myself, and being part of the community, because everyone here makes me feel a part of the community. It's women's health, but it doesn't have to be too complicated, and that's what this hub does. It doesn't make it too complicated. You know what I mean? You can talk about that and not be shame or not. That's what I found, and I've gained confidence to talk about. And, yeah, breaking down them barriers of feeling like it's taboo to talk about.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.